This week's parasha is Parashas Tisavos. We have the Inyan of Mechias HaMalek. Next week we have somehow we have to try to find the connection between the three and do it in 30 minutes to speak about it. We'll be Meshtadol. Mez Hashem, we have two Inyanim that are very deep connections and very deep stages. And actually Makusha to both of them. All three in one. As we'll start off with the beginning of the parasha. The beginning of the parasha speaks about the inyanim of Big Day Kuna. It's one of the Nakudas. Our nilmud from the inyanim of Big Day Kuna is the smudgish in the pasuk gets the kavidu of the tefaris. The ikan is a remez when you see Oivdei in the Mikdash, that they mislavish the kavidul of the tefaris. The Ramban says that they were begotten that the meaning of the malachim were to wear, as it's coming to be a remez for all of us, a very deep remez. The people who are oivdei Hashem, even though in this world it doesn't look like it's the kavidul of the tefaris, if you're sitting down on a Friday and you're learning in the Beis Medrash, doesn't look like you're going to get a lot of recovery with the tefaris. If you're sitting on a Friday night, the Shabbos by day, doesn't look like you're going to get a lot of recovery with the tefaris. Of a Yovei HaYoim and recovery with the tefaris is going to be Nisaleh, Nisgaleh. Nisgaleh brought down in Rishis Chochman, the Shlo says that La'asid Lavoi, all the Torah that we learn, and all the mitzvahs that we do, and all the Tikkun Amidas that we do, is going to come in its tzura of a levush for the neshama. Hashem is going to kilu be mislavish us with the Torah and the mitzvahs. And kifi, what a person does, as that's the levush that he's going to wear the netzach netzachim. The Chofetz Chaim used to bring this and say, you don't want to go around with dirty begadim. You don't want to go around with begadim that are ripped. Only Bizman is there when people wear jeans that are ripped, that it looks cool. But this loss of love, it's not going to look good when you're walking around and your pants are ripped. Yeah. you want your begadim, the way you're going to be given over to everyone, to always look good. And what makes a person mechubad, what makes a person special, is the way he acts. That's what's going to be mislavishim. That's what it says. Torah is a teres chen. It's a livui to the person. What's the kesher to Purim? In Purim we have that everyone was happy when Mordechai was yotzei b'levush malchus. Ma'inyan. Mordechai was wearing levush malchus and everyone, even Yisrael, v'simcha, v'sasa, and v'yikar. Even saying the Pizmanim, the Reisam, Yachat, Cheles, Mordechai, what's the big deal with Begadim? As I saw, there's a sefer from Shmuel Yadav Bornstein on Purim, where he brings the Avnei Nezer, which is a huge story, and something we've been speaking a lot about in the past weeks. There's a Siyata Bishmaya, pumped to open the sefer, pumped to find the shtickle. Mamish Niflavik. He brings the Avnei Nezer and Noyes Deshter that explains what's the big hadrasha of Levush Malchus of Mordechai. He says a Niflavik is studied. He says the Gemara in Bamid Siya on the Pei Dalet says that the Tzur of Yaakov Avinu was the Tzur of Adam Arishan. Adam Arishan was the most prettiest person in the world. He had a shine to him. Pasha, you looked at him, it was like, whoa. The one person that was looked like Yaakov, like Adam HaRishon, is Yaakov of the modern Bavnut team. He brings the Rashi Alatayra that says that Esav got the Levush of Adam HaRishon. And that's what he kept by his wife. And he kept by his mother, Rivka, and she gave it to Yaakov when he got dressed up as Esav. As Esav got the levush of of Adam HaRishon, and he says there's a kvaldik remez in this. It's coming to teach us that the fight between Esav and Yaakov is the fight who's the nezer habriya, who's the spitz in the briya. It's the fight of ra versus toif. Yaakov Avinu, his Ksudas HaAdam is Shalem. He is a person that works on himself, a growing person, somebody who is Makasha Tashem. Abba Esav, the Yoifi, is the Chatzonius, the begotten. That's the Esav. He took the begotten of Adam Rishon. He puts on fancy begotten and he feels he's Chashiv. He puts on a fancy house, a fancy thing. Oh, I'm Chashiv. That's the Mahus of Esav. He puts the covet in the wrong way. Yaakov's covet is Selim Elohim. Esav's covet is covet of Adam. My begotten, my Yoifi, my Shivet. That's Esav. And that's the fight of Amalek versus what is the real covet in the world. Amalek Haman wanted to hang Mordechai on an ace, which was Roya Chamisha Mama. He says the biggest bizarre to a person is when you kill him with hanging. Because the Tzurus HaAdam looks Ayin Menorah when he's hung. That's the Nazis, Yimach Shemam V'Zichram. They hung people. Loads of people they hung. This is Amalek. Amalek wants to be Mevaza the Tzurus HaAdam. They can't stand it. The Tzurus HaAdam of Elokus. They can't stand it. As they hang it, they Mevaza it. This is Amalek. As what Hashem did was, there was a gilui of what's going to be la'asad lavai. All of them are going to hang from a big tree where everyone's going to see. The bizayin of their tzuras ha'adam. And Mordechai was a slavish belvush malchus. Just like Yaakov put on the begadim of Esav, Yavai Ayoy, Mordechai is going to be mislavish belvush malchus. And the yin are going to see all the bias of Haman and all the levush of Haman. Everything is going to go to Mordechai HaTzadik. All the tzadikim are going to be zeicha l'kol ha-kovid, l'kol and that was the gilui of Purim for the gilui of la'asid lavai, which is also the gilui of the begadim of the Kayim Gadol. We live in a world where a fight is going on. What's chashiv? Some Bachurim think, okay, if I do Goyish things, I look chashiv. And unfortunately, it's a big Yetzirah by a lot of people. The more Goyish I look, the more like in style I look, the more cool I look, the more chashiv I am. And it's such a hiddush. That's the avoid. That is Amalek. That's what they're trying to sell to us. You know, my muscles are strong, the more physical Yefi. Oh, that's the covet in the world. And then there's something else. The covet is what's right, what's good. That's the Tzuras HaAdam, the Tzelem Elikim. Esav cannot stand the Tzelem Elikim. That's the Ra of Amalek. That's one of the Nekudas that it's coming to be Megala, a grace of Oymek for all of us. That the Emes of Covet, the Emes of Shivas, the Emes of Toiv is Toirah and Avodas Hashem. On Purim, some people get dressed up. Yeah. What's the Indian of dressing up? It has a whole new light to it. It's showing us that you have a choice on Purim to decide what your begotten are going to be. Amazing Yavin. Yeah. That's what the idea of Purim is. Where's the begotten? Where's the chashivas? Where are you? Who are you? What's your identity? And that's what the Avni Nezer says. That was the Simchot Deilo when they saw Mordechai Lovish Levush Malchus. Rather, we had one more person that was Leicha to wear Levush Malchus by the Goyim. Yosef HaTzadik after Vayimayim Be'eshes Poitifera. The Medrash says there were two people that had Nisyonis Yoyim Yoyim. What Yosef with Vayimayim, that he didn't look at Eshes Poitifera, he wasn't Mizaneh. And Mordechai, that he was loy kara v'loy mishtachaveh lahaman. Both of them was leicha to big day malchus. The lamedcha, when a person is oymed on his nisayin, and he stands up for what's right, yovay hayoyim v'yiske begodo. Not stop. Both of them became prime ministers. Both of them were like running the government and running the show in a place that was totally anti-Semitic. Yeah. La metra, the godless hamiyuchid for those who are oimid b'nisyonosam and hold strong. Zog the medrash. How is Aaron zecha lebig de kuna? This course hamelis batayra shalai. That's a special message to Yeshiva Bachurim. There are amelim batayra. Your amelis batayra is precious to Hashem. When you're oimid b'nisayin and you're amel batayra, you will be zecha to be lovush the big day malchus one day also. Toif, that's a little bit about Gadim, a little bit about Amalek, a little bit about Amelis of a tyrant standing in his Zion. Now let's move on to one more angle. How are we Moicha Amalek? This week's parsha we have the myth of Moshias Amalek. What is the Ra of Amalek? There are many people that want to do bad things to the Yidden. Arabs are not exactly the nicest people to the Yidden. But Amalek does his shine. Mocha Timcha. Doesn't even say by Yishmael, Mocha Timcha. Amalek is... What is the Yichud of Amalek? What's so terrible about Amalek? What's the mitzvah of Mechias Amalek? As in order to understand it one more time, we're going to start from the parasha, Mechias Amalek, and Purim. And try to put it together. Okay. In this week's parsha, the Kohen Gadol has a beged that he wears, the ephod with the choshen when he goes in. On the ephod were two avnei shayam on the top of his kseifos. As on those avnei shayam, Rashi says every time he walks in, the zikaron was elul Hashem and the yidin were saved. But what was special about those Avnei Shoyam, that the Zikaron was Oyla Lamayla and the Yidden was saved. As the Balaturim and the Rekeach and the Alshah all say the Gevaldika Remes. In the Pasuk it says, Shisha Mishmoisam Al. There were six Shvatim written on one Avnei Shoyam, six Shvatim written on the other Avnei Shoyam. As it says, Shisha, Shin, Mishmaisa, Mem, Al is Ayin. Reishay Tevois Shma. The Lamedcha, what's Ma'irir Hashem, Rachmanis, and to be Matzel Klal Yisrael? Shma. Shisha, Meir, is connected the Sheish Tevois of Shma. Okay. So why were there two Sheishim? Either you say Shma twice a day. Or Shema and Baruch Shem Kivoy Malchusay La'olam Vayet. There are 25 letters in Shema. Because that's the Shisha Mishmaisam. One more remez. If you put the six Shvatim, if you put their names to the letters, you count the letters, it's 25. Like Shema. As the Shemesh HaShvatim are the Shemesh of the people that believe Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. When we're strong and we believe Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad and Munas HaYichud, it's Oyla Zikaren Lefnei Hashem. As thus is the Inyan of the Avnei Shoyam. The Chidah is that on this parsha, that in the Torah, the Ayin of Shema Yisrael is written with a big Ayin. He says in Tehillim, Kapitel Ayin, the Pasuk Yichasmenu Chazir Miyar, which Chazir is going on Esau, Amalek, is Nimshel Chazir, Miyar, the Ayin of Yar is written big too. Because when we believe Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, Oisei Chazir is taken out of the Yar HaLivnoi, the Beis HaMikdash, and will be Zecha to the Binyan Beis HaMikdash B'Karim. That's what the Chidah says. In simple terms, very easy for us to understand. When did Amalek came? When the Yidden said, Hayesh Hashem Elokeinu Bekirbeinu, I'm living life. I don't see Hashem. Life is tough. Life is hard. Life doesn't go the way I wanted it. There's so many Nisyonos. There's so many Yisurim going on. I wish life would be better. Where's Hashem? Where's the Siyata Dishmaya? When the Yidden say, Hayesh Hashem Elokeinu Bekirbeinu, what happens? Amalek comes. How do you win over on Amalek? The way you win over on Amalek, Moshe Rabbeinu put his hands klapei mayo. When the Yidden saw Moshe Rabbeinu's hands going up, look up to Hashem, as all of a sudden they were Shiva Liboy Lashem, they won Amalek. There's some people, their hands go like, not up, they go like this. Look at me! I'm wonderful, I'm great. I'm doing everything wonderful. Everyone just hear about me, just how wonderful and special I am. Look at me! And some people, look at Hashem! Look up, we need Hashem! When we look up at Hashem, as that's the Tikkun Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, then we wipe off that chazir from the yard. But when we don't believe Hashem Echad, when we believe everything is crazy, going to the other, and I'm trying with everything to show everyone how chashiv I am, uy vavoy. Then it's the other way around. Then Amalek has his kleifus to be misgavel. Okay. Why bedafka Amalek? Because kol zman Amalek lives in the world, ein shmoy shalem, ve'ein kisei shalem. What's kisei? The kisei of the malchus. The malchus of Hashem doesn't exist when Amalek's in the world. In the same way. It exists, but it's not in the Gilui the same way. The shame of Hashem is not there. Amalek is different than other Goyim. Yishmal, they fight over a piece of land, what the Talmud says. They fight overnight something. Amalek shares them in Leban that Hashem runs the world. They want to do what they want to do. The Enschar V'Einish doesn't talk to them. Don't talk to me with that Gehenim again. Don't talk to me with that Gan Eden again. I don't connect there anymore. Yeah. They don't want to talk that way. They want to do what they want to do. They want to live life the way they want to live life. They're liberalists. As that's why the world is a world of Kavod Hashem, of Yichud Hashem. In Hashem's world, there's no room for Amalek. Because Amalek is what stands up for Ein Hashem Echad. I do what I want to do. I don't care what Hashem told me to do. I'm doing what I want. Mashal Bali, as they say in this country. What I want to do, as they say in America. I don't care. You walk over, and sometimes there's someone, I'm watching two boys. And one guy said, oh, is there an Arab here? And the other guy said, I don't know. So the other guy, he says, the other Bacha says, okay, so it's another one I'm going to burn in Gehenna for. I'm burning there anyway, so what? Yeah. Oh, that's Amalek. Oh, you're burning here, so what? Burning there anyway, yeah. It sounds like, you know, from, you know, but. No. It's really going to hurt. You don't want to burn there again. It means something. Amalek is the one that they're oiker everything that has value. They're oiker kol ha-value of everything. That's the koyach of the leitzanis of Amalek. When they're in the world is a big nesayin. Because when they spread their words across their world, and they have their machines or other ways that they spread their word, oy vavoy, the influence that it has on us is ayin v'naira. And it could be spread, don't care about that, or it could be spread, care about other things besides that. It both has the same hashpah. As Amalek says, what's chashiv is something else, what you say is chashiv is not important. It doesn't mean anything. You're Ephes. It's all Ephes. That's why the Nazis, Yimach Shemai, they used to kill you. Where's your Hashem? That's what they're fighting against. That's the Muhammad. The way they do it is, there's other things that are chashiv. You're not important. And that's the fight of every yeshiva bachur. To be meichal the Amalek is to fight for what's real, for what's right, for what's really chashiv. And that's Hashem. Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. That's how we live life. Reb Leib Malin wrote a letter where he wanted to describe what a yeshiva is. And the way he describes it, many people in yeshiva won't even begin to think of it. He says, when you go to yeshiva, you see Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Wow, that's what you see? I would say you see other things I don't want to say. Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. You see people that are giving up on everything in life. They're sitting and learning. That's what they're into. They realize the most important thing in the world is Hashem Echad. They say when the Brisker Rav read the letter of Rav Leib Malin, they learned by the Brisker Rav, he said he started to cry from tears. From the Hagdara of what a yeshiva is. Oh. Yeah. It's such a beautiful Hagdara of what a yeshiva bacher is, what a younger man is. His life is saying Hashem Echad. There's one person in the Megillah that said he's going to get rid of the Yidden. He's Lahashmid, Lahari, Lahavei. Hashem's in a deep sleep. Hashem's chilling. Hashem's on vacation. Yesh Noyam Echad, the Medrash says, he says, oh, Hashem is sleeping. Kash Baruch Hu answers back. Yimei lo yonim v'lo yishon Hashem. But there are many people, Hashem's best upon him. Hashem's not with the full Ashkacha. Hashem's all the time, watching over us, taking care of us. As he thought Hashem was in a deep sleep, as he said, okay, now's my time to run the world. And Hashem showed him that you don't run the world. Even your own world, you don't run. You're going to hang from a tree. What is that tree? The Gemara says that Hamin ha'etz, the Gemara in Chulin says, Haman min ha'toira minayin, Hamin ha'etz, the Eitz Hadas. What was the head of the Eitz Hadas? The Eitz Sahara, the Nachash, walks over to Chava and says, you know why Hashem has such greatness? You know why Hashem runs the world? Because he ate from this Eitz. If you eat from this Eitz, you could run the world too, and you could make worlds. That Yetzahara is still around. That's Haman HaRasha. That's what happens to Haman HaRasha. Like all the people that try to run the world like he does. He hangs up on the Eitz at the end. Eitz gets him at the end. That's why he was hung up on the Eitz. The Eitz was Chamishim Amma. Now, after we learned the double Am Neshoyam, everyone could do the math. Shema two times a day. Shema Baruch Shem Kavoy Malchusai La'olam Vod is 50. We start Torah Shebal Peh with the mitzvah of Shema. Because if we have Reb Leib, the whole Torah Shebal Peh, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. That's the shayush of Torah Shebal Peh, of Lima Torah Shebal Peh, of Kiyum Torah Shebal Peh. And that which puts all our enemies, including Amalekis, high up on the Eitz Gavoya, Chamishim Amma. And that's what Mislavish, us, the Levush Bigde Malchus, us is Lavoy. As that's the Koyach of Amalek, Lu'umas are Koyach against Amalek. V'hoya Lashem Lashem Zu Mikra Megillah. The idea of Kriyas Megillah is to put Hashem back on the map. Everything that goes on in the world, all the politics that are going on in Beis Achashverosh, everything that's going on over there is from Hashem. And everything that goes on in the world is from Hashem. Hashem Echad. That's what, and that's the Mechi of Amalek. And that'll help that we should erase that koyach of Amalek from the Bria. The more we're mechazik in Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and the Ez Hashem will cause that what should be miskal in the world? Shmai u'malchusai. And when Shmai and Malchusai is miskal in the world, hukulai tai u'meitiv. Yeah, Olam kulay tayv u'meitiv. We went after the Eitz Hadas. We got thrown out of Gan Eden. We go after Haman, who is the Eitz Hadas. He caused Churban Beis HaMikdash. He took us away. When we're misakin that Nakuda, we deserve her to come back one more time to our Ganeid, to Kule Teva Mete, Kule Vigiloi of Shmai. Hashem Yahweh, we should take the message deep, 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 deep into our hearts and try to be Makadish our lives, that we're looking always up to Him. We realize He runs everything. The more we're Mishayach, the more we're Allah, the more we're Mizraimin, the more we'll be Zeicha to be Kodesh. Hashem Yahweh, we should be Zeicha to Gulais V'Yeshuais Ayra Pah. Gulais V'Yeshuais to Kol Echad for the Chaye Yoyim Yoyim. Gulais V'Yeshuais to Klal Yisrael from Mishayne Yisrael. And Gulais V'Yeshuais to Klal Yisrael that Hashem should be Yisrael. But what's going to be in this gula is probably the adenu. How seriously we take it, how much we make out of it. There's the world of Amalek. Ignore everything. Don't take everything too serious. Don't get too intense. It's not chashiv. There's a world of chashivus when Hashem is echad, ein oin novada. He's very chashiv. His Torah, his mitzvahs. That's the avoda to be mischasik biyachad. Shelo yichre v'lo yishtachav. We're gonna hold strong. Be'ez Hashem. We should all be Zeicha, the Karev, to be Moicha Amalek, the Moicha Kosei Mishra, the Zeicha Tegulas, the Yeshua.